All right, I've got a very exciting panel for you. We're going to talk about cyber. We're going to talk about a lot of things. And when the planning committee was putting together who might give this presentation, George Hernandez, who many of you know, recommended these two people in 30 seconds flat and said, I'll do my best to see if we can get them. So, of course, they're with University Health. I'll introduce Bill Phillips first. Bill Phillips is the Executive Vice President, Chief Information Officer for University Health in San Antonio. He provides direction and oversight for the organization's Information Technology Division. In 2021, Mr. Phillips received the Healthcare Heroes Award in the San Antonio Business Journal and Greater San Antonio After School All-Stars Pandemic Hero Award. I can tell you personally, because I have friends and family in San Antonio, that he was in oversight along with other people for their successful Max Vaccine Clinic. And what I was told was it was extraordinary. It was run with near military precision, the way people entered the room, got the vaccines, and had all of the follow-up. It was extraordinary. So we are happy to know you and happy to have you here with us. Serena Rivella is also with University and is in the legal department, chief legal officer. In fact, she has been with the system for some time, I think 2008, and she overlapped, of course, with George Hernandez, who worked his way to that position as well as she has all along, dealing with all kinds of complex operational issues, regulatory issues, compliance, you name it, she's done it. And now she's exactly where he was when he later jumped to become the CEO. So we welcome both of them, superstars. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Okay, let's try that again. All right, good morning. How's everybody doing? All right. So we've got a lot of topics here. This is a topic we could talk pretty much all day on. So we're going to try to hit some of these highlights. There you go. So... And I know many of y'all are looking at the good, the bad, and the ugly and saying, she's the good, he must be the bad and the ugly, right? But if you look carefully at the titles, the good, risk mitigation, the bad, phishing, and ransomware is the ugly, right? We're experiencing it today. First thing I want to say before we really dive into the topic is I can't tell you how important it is as a CIO to be partnered with my chief legal officer in aspects of everything we do every day. If you do not have that type of relationship, you need to get that type of relationship. So we've all seen the news lately of Change Healthcare, right? Well, when Change Healthcare, the first hack started on that, we saw pharmacies nationwide are down. THA, AHA is seeking data on this. Now we suspect it's a nation state attack. I mean, this thing changed all over. And then we ultimately came out, it was Black Cat. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services weighed in on it. So this got a lot of attention and it disrupted healthcare across the country. This is just the start. So we had to respond just like many of you had to respond. And so the first thing we do in an event like this with a vendor, and unfortunately, most of these events with vendors, we find out that they've been breached. They don't call us and say, hey, I got a problem, which that's a problem in itself. So when we find it, we cut all ties. We sever our connections. We communicate to our organization the impact. And over to the far right of the screen, we get with our legal counsel, and we immediately launch a letter that we want communication on this incident. So a lot of things happen with that, and we monitor it daily. So Black Hat. They pride themselves on targeting healthcare, and that is their focus. And if you look at this event, you know, there's rumor that Change Health paid about $22 million in Bitcoin. And even though they paid it, Black Cat, again, you know, no ethics among thieves, they did what they shouldn't have done is they said, okay, we're keeping that money and we're not unencrypting your data. So that set the rest of the hacking community on fire. They're also very creative in what they did because then they put out fake information that they were shut down by the FBI. So they did that to distract away from them. So they're very sophisticated, and you can see here all the comments on the U.S. government warning everybody about Black Hat and their capability against healthcare.